This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So if you were driving down 81 and the car ahead of you was weaving from one lane into the other, what would you assume, Amanda?
They're either texting. They're under the influence of something.
Well, you know, it is.
Or something naughty. Or a medical emergency.
Okay.
There are so many factors of what it could be.
True. I didn't even think of some of those you mentioned. And you're wrong on number one, number two, number three, number four. It happened yesterday in Utah. And the cops thought, oh, we have a drunk driver. So they pulled the car over. Imagine the shock when he walked up to the side of the car, looked in, and had to really look in, because behind the wheel was a five-year-old boy alone.
Oh,
a five-year-old.
I saw a news report about a child who stole their parents' car.
He got from his parents' house all the way onto the freeway.
Oh, my gosh.
And the cop said, "Where are you going?" And he said, "I'm driving to California to buy a Lamborghini." You can't make this kind of stuff up. So immediately I thought, there are so many problems here. And let's start with the parents, because you can't blame a five-year-old. Number one, you left keys around, obviously, in an easy place to find. But we all do that. We throw our keys on the kitchen table or the counter. Obviously not paying really close attention to the kid, because when the kid can walk outside, get into the car and drive away.
Oh my gosh.
Number three, how did he learn how to drive?
How did he reach the pedals?
I know of cases here where they think it's fine in the backwoods area. They'll go down a country road, maybe a dirt road, and kids at 8, 9, 10 are driving, but not on a regular roadway. And lastly, on top of all of those issues, is this kid so spoiled already that he can't drive to California to buy, say, a Toyota? He has to buy a Lamborghini? It has to be a Lamborghini? Are you kidding me?
Okay, I have a four-year-old, so I'm picturing her a year from now. And that is horrifying.